This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to examine some of the psukim that the Torah tells us about the Yom Tov of Sukkot, as we did yesterday by Shal Shudas, and we're going to notice a couple of unbelievable things. We pointed out yesterday that in the Torah, in Parshas Emor is really the main place in the Torah that talks about the Yom Tov of Sukkot. The Torah breaks up the Yom Tov of Sukkot into two parts. First, if you look at number one, it says, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Daber al B'nai Yisrael, Lemar, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, B'chamisha Asar Yom L'Chodesh HaShvi Hazeh, on the 15th day of this 7th month, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Hashem, is the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So it sort of makes reference to the Sukkah, right? It calls it Chag HaSukkos. And then it says, Vayim HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Kom Lechas Avodah Lo'isasu, on the first day is a holy convocation. Don't do work. And then it says, Shivas Yom Tekrivi Yishal Hashem, bring Karbanah 7 days. Bayom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, on the eighth day is also a holy convocation. Bring Karbanahs. Eile Mayade Hashem Asher Tikra Yisam Mikra Kodesh. These are the Mayadim, and it would almost seem like this is the end of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Like we pointed out yesterday, this is like the salutation, this is the end of anything we have to say about the Yom Tov of Sukkot. There has been no mention of Lulav and Esrog. You have a veiled reference to Sukkot, to sitting in the Sukkah. After all, it calls it Chag HaSukkos. And then in Pasuk Lamed Tes, as we pointed out yesterday, the Torah wakes up. Oh! Ach! B'chamisha Asiyam L'chosh HaShvi. So now the Torah is giving you the date again. Yeah? It's giving you the date a second time. Whoa, wait a second. We just told me the date in Lamed Daled, Pasuk Lamed Daled. Right, we asked, we had temporary amnesia, we forgot the date, why is the Torah giving me the date again? And it says, by the way, when you gather the grain of Eretz Yisrael, then next pasuk, yeah, kapas tamarim, take the dalad minim, and then in pasuk membeis, basukos teishvu shivas yamim. So we would like to examine a number of very difficult problems with these psukim. Number one, why is it that the first time the Torah talks about the Yom Tov of Sukkot, no mention is made of the Dalet Minim? And you can make the case that Sukkah has been mentioned because it calls it Chag HaSukkos. Why would it be called Chag HaSukkos if there's no inyan of sitting in the Sukkah? So we do have a mention of sitting in the Sukkah, but there's no mention of the Dalet Minim. And then, the second time, the Torah does mention both mitzvahs, sitting in the Sukkah, and Dalet Minim. Why is that? Another question, which is a major problem, is why does the Torah divide the Yom Tov of Sukkot into two parts? It gives you the date, tells you the mitzvah. It gives you the date a second time, and it gives you the mitzvahs. Okay, so yesterday we spoke about there are two chapters in the history of Sukkot. There's a chapter of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and there's a chapter of Klal Yisrael post-Midbar. Okay, but today we're going to explore another option to this question. And also, which is most fascinating, is that the first time the Torah gives you the date of Sukkot, it says, "Bachamisha asar yom lachodesh hashvi hazeh." This 7th month. The second time the Torah gives us the date in Pasuk Lamed Tes, it says, "Ach bachamisha asar yom lachodesh." It doesn't say hazeh. It says lachodesh. How do we explain this? How do we explain this?
For the first year.
Okay, so yesterday we gave a what?
The first year, the first Sukkot, and the Nekor didn't come back yet because of the Retaeged. That's why Hazeh, it was Hazeh. But probably then.
Oh, today we would like to say that the first time that it says Hazeh, it calls it Chag HaSukkos. So there is a reference to sitting in the Sukkah.
Because you commemorate the Anei Kavod, which were gone after Chetah Egel. And they didn't come back yet, because Hashem didn't give them back yet.
Oh, so that would fit in very well to what we said yesterday. According to what we said yesterday, that would fit in very good. That's a very nice thought. Today we're going to explore, I'm going to tell you, you don't even realize how good it is. But we're going to explore a different option today, okay? Okay, another thing you want to point out is, in Parshas Emor, it talks about all the Yomim Tovim. By the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, it says that Rosh Hashanah is B'chodesh HaShvi. Doesn't say Hazeh. By Yom Kippur it says, Vachodesh Hashvi Hazeh. It does say Hazeh. By Sukkot, the first time it says, Chodesh Hashvi Hazeh. And the second time, it doesn't say Hazeh. So how do we understand all of this? Okay, so we're going to give two answers to this question. Number one, there is a system called Atbash. Atbash means, in general, in the system of Gematria, you're allowed to substitute an Aleph for a Taf. You're allowed to substitute a Beis for a Shin. You're allowed to substitute a Gimel for a Kuf. For example, I'll give you a classic example of that. In Sefer Yirmiyahu, it talks about a country called Sheshach. Shin, Shin, Chaf. Which country is that? Shin
Babel.
Is Babel. It's Babel. Shin is Beis. Shin is Beis. Chaf is Lamed. It's a system of Atbash, where you could take the last letter of the alphabet, exchange it for the first letter.
So the second to last. Values?
Yeah. That you could switch. Yeah,
two for a 20?
No. One, it's the first for the last.
No,
second, second for second to last. Third for third to last. Okay? So in Yirmiyahu, it calls Babel Sheshach. But this is not just a system in Gematria, it's also a system in the calendar. And that is like this. At Bash, the first day of Pesach, Aleph, is always the same day of the week as Taf, Tisha B'Av. You hear that? If you ever want to know, when's Tisha B'Av going to fall out this year? You take the first day of Pesach, Aleph. The first day of Pesach is the same day as Taf, Tisha B'Av. Beis, Shin. The second day of Pesach is always the same day of the week as Shavuos. Mm-hmm. Gimel, Kuf. The third day of Pesach is always the same day of Gimel, Reish. Gimel Reish. The third day of Pesach is always the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah. By the way, it goes further. There's Dalet.
It always works.
Kuf. There's Hey. Tzadik. And so on and so forth. Okay?
It always works.
That's a system. It's a system.
That's cool.
Okay, so again. Cool. Aleph is the first day of Pesach is the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av. That's why, by the way, the Rama writes, why do we eat an egg on Seder night? Because it's a Chorban. What's a Chorban? Because Tisha B'Av falls out the same night of the week. That's what it says in Megillas Eicha, Hizbiani b'Meroirim, Hervani la'ana. That there's a connection between Maror and the bitterness of Tisha B'Av. Okay? So again, the first night of Pesach is Tisha B'Av. Second night of Pesach is Shavuos. Third night of Pesach is Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
What's so, Bash?
At, Aleph, Tav, Bash, Beis, Shin. Not Rabbi Bash. Beis, Shin. Okay. Now listen to this. The year the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, what year did they leave? What day of the week did they leave Mitzrayim? When did they leave Egypt? So think about this. Now listen to this. We know Shabbos HaGadol of that year was Shabbos. It was also Yud Nisan. So think, if Yud Nisan was Shabbos, so then Tesvav Nisan, the day they left Egypt, was Thursday. Okay? It was Thursday. Okay? This is a very important idea. If anybody asks you, what day of the week did the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim? They left on a Thursday. So now let's make a cheshbon. That means, if the first night of Pesach that year was Thursday, when did Tisha B'Av come out that year? Thursday night. That means if the second night of Pesach was Friday, when did Shavuos come out that year? Friday. That's a big question, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. So it doesn't fit. That's why Moshe added a day. Hoysef Moshe, Yom Echad Midaite. Moshe, that's why the Torah wasn't given on Shavuos. It was given on the 51st day of the Omer. But that's a shir for a different time.
So why don't we do Shavuos on the 50th?
That's a big question. Magen Avraham asked that question. That's a shir for a different time.
Okay.
Well, that means, when was the third night of Pesach? Shabbos. When was Rosh Hashanah that year? Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that year was Shabbos. Ah. If Rosh Hashanah that year was Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah that year was Shabbos, then what night of the year was Sukkot? Oh, if Rosh Hashanah, if Aleph is Shabbos, Then Ches is Shabbos. Tesvav is Shabbos. Then Sukkot was Shabbos that year. Oh, if Sukkot was Shabbos that year, did they sit in the sukkah?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? But did they take the Dalet Minim?
No.
No, you're not allowed to take the Dalet Minim on Shabbos. So now we understand the psukim like this. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar. Daber al Bnei Yisrael Leimar. Bachamisha also yom lachodesh hashvi hazeh. This year, Sukkot is coming out on Shabbos. So if Sukkot is coming out on Shabbos, then it's Chag HaSukkos. It's the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So you're going to sit in the sukkah. But what are you not going to do? You're not going to take the lulav and esrog because it's Shabbos.
Who says this?
1 second. However, ach b'chamisha also yom achesh hashvi, when it's not as a, in general, the seventh month of the year, not this year, in general, when Sukkot is in the seventh month, then you got to do both mitzvahs. Then you got to take the lulav and esrog, and you have to sit in the sukkah. So that is a explanation that is given in general in the world, that the to explain why the first time it talks about the Yom Tov of Sukkot, it says Hazeh. Why? Because it's talking about that year. That year Pesach came out on, the first was Thursday, the second day of Pesach was Friday, the third day was Shabbos. If the third day of Pesach is Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, Ches Tishrei is Shabbos, Tezvav Tishrei is Shabbos. If Tezvav Tishrei is Shabbos, now the Pesukim read beautifully. B'chamisha asa yom l'chodesh hashvi hazeh. This year on Sukkot is what? You sit in the Sukkah, you don't take the Dalet Minim. However, Rabbeisai, however, in Sukkot in general, when Sukkot comes out in the seventh month, then you have to do both mitzvahs. Okay. That is one explanation that is given. If you want to look it up, it's brought down in the Sefer Otzos HaTorah. But there's another explanation given, almost identical. And this is by the Drashas Oinig Yom Tov. The Oinig Yom Tov wrote a famous commentary on Masech Tabea. And he says also a very interesting thing. We know that any Gezeirah D'Rabbanan is always alluded to in the Torah. Anything that we ever find in the Chumash, anything that the Chachamim ever said, is alluded to in the Chumash. For example, somebody gets married, so how much is a ksuba? 200. Someone who marries an almana, how much is a ksuba? 100. Amana. So the Gemara said that's why she's called Amana. Because an almana only gets a mana in her ksuba. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second. But the Torah calls her an almana, and the Chachamim had not yet been mesaken that that's how much she gets in her ksuba. So the Gemara says, no, the Torah is written, al shema asid. It's a remez to what the Chachamim would later enact. So that what do we see from here? That any gezeirah d'rabbanan is already alluded to in the Chumash. Okay. So therefore like this, listen to this.
Rabbi, what's the remez for 200? If almana is mana, so what's the 200 one? What's the remez?
We don't know all the remezim.
Oh, we don't know.
Okay, but in any event like this, we have two psukim. One pasuk is in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, what is Rosh Hashanah called? Not Yom Truah. Zichron Truah. In Parshas Pinchas, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Truah. How do we reconcile that? Is it a Yom Truah or is it just a Zichron Truah?
So
if we look, if Rosh Hashanah, Reb Shmuel remembers, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you can't blow the shofar, it's Zichron Truah, right? But if Rosh Hashanah comes out during the week, it's Yom Truah. So that's a remez, again, to what? To the fact that when the Chachamim, so that the Torah is being meramis to Gzeres Chachamim. That when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, the Chachamim say that it's only Zichron Truah. If you look in Parshas Emor, this Parsha, Rosh Hashanah is called what? Zichron Truah. That means the Torah in Parshas Emor is talking about what? When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. So if the Torah is talking about when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, what day of the week does Yom Kippur fall out on?
No,
if Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, then Yom Kippur is a Tuesday.
Right?
So that, now, is there any significance of Yom Kippur coming out on a Tuesday? No, who cares? If Yom Kippur comes out on Tuesday, is there anything you can't do on Yom Kippur? No. So therefore, if you look in Parshas Emor, when it talks about the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, it says, B'chodesh Hashvi Hazeh. Even this year, when Yom Kippur is coming out on a Tuesday, all of these dinim apply. But then when you get to Sukkot, what day of the week is Sukkot coming out on? Sukkot is coming out on Shabbos. If Sukkot is coming out on Shabbos, then Nochamo. Then you're allowed to sit in the Sukkah, but you're not allowed to take the Dalet Minim. That's why it says like this. This year, when Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, yeah, it's Chag HaSukkah, so you sit in the Sukkah, but there's no mention of the Dalet Minim because you're not allowed to take the Dalet Minim this year when Sukkot comes out on Shabbos because of the Gzeir of Rabbah, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos, B'Shus HaRabim. The same exact thing we said. Instead of deriving that Sukkot came out on Shabbos that year through Atbash, we're deriving it a little bit differently. We're deriving it from the fact that in the earlier Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the Torah writes Zichron Shrua, which means we're talking about a year that Rosh Hashanah is coming out on Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, again, Sukkot came out on Shabbos. You have the mitzvah of Sukkah. You don't have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Then the Torah repeats, Ach, v'chamisha also yom l'chodesh ha-shevi, which is not Hazeh. Then you have both mitzvah. So this is an alternative to what we learned yesterday by Shalosh Shudas. Yesterday we learned that the Torah breaks up Sukkot into two because there are two chapters in the history of Sukkot. The first chapter is when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. And in the Midbar we said they didn't have the Sukkah, they didn't have the Dalet Minim. But in general, in later years, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they had both mitzvahs. So today we're learning an alternative. The reason the Torah breaks up Sukkot into two is it depends on the year. If it's Chodesh HaShvi Hazeh, if it's a specific year that Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then you have Sukkah, you don't have Dalet Minim. In general, you have both mitzvahs. So just end off very quickly. Very interesting. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, Rashi points out that on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, you bring a total of how many sheep?
70.
70 parim, 70 bulls. Can I get the shivim umayis ha'olam, 70 umayis ha'olam, and you have 98 kvasim, 98 sheep, right? 14 a day. 14 a day. You have, what's 14 times 7?
98.
98 kvasim. Why? What's the significance of bringing 98 kvasim? So Rashi points out in Parshas Kisavai, there are 98 curses in the Teichacha. The 98 sheep that we bring on Sukkot counteracts, wards off, protects us from the 98 curses of the Teichacha. So the question is, what does one got to do with the other? How do the 98 sheep protect us from the 98 curses of the Teichacha? So if you remember, what Avera brings on the Klalos of the Teichacha? Tachas asher lo yavadeta Hashem elokecha b'simcha. The Teichacha is brought on by not serving God b'simcha. What is a very important mitzvah we do on the Yom Tov of Sukkot?
Simcha.
V'samachta b'chagecha. So by doing the avodah of Sukkot b'simcha, that counteracts the 98 klolos of the Teichacha that are brought about by failure to serve Hashem b'simcha. So I wish everyone v'samachta b'chagecha. Enjoy your Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.